Welcome to this episode of Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan. I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, and joining me is my co-host Jane Hilsden. Jane is the managing director of Dragonfly Marketing, a marketing agency helping small businesses grow. How are you doing, Jane?
Really well, thanks, Stace.
As we launch into this episode of Miss Bossy Boots, I thought we would take a little bit of time to just do a bit of a checkup, see how we're doing, see where we're at.
That sounds good, Stace. So where are you at? Where are you at this week?
Oh, well, we're heading towards the end of the year, so things are starting to rev up towards Christmas. We've had a little break for the school holidays and now we're back at it. I don't know about you, but I feel like this time of year, every year, takes me by surprise.
It takes me by surprise as well, Stace. I've had a really busy week. Look, spring's our busiest time of year, Stace, and I think that's why this time of year really creeps up on me, because everything kind of culminates for our business in the months of spring.
Really?
We manage and promote a lot of events.
Okay.
And they just seem to fall in the springtime, which makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So one of the events is a local event, which is a food and wine festival, which attracts close to 20,000 people in Port Macquarie. And it's one of the region's biggest and I'll say this because I'm biased, favourite festivals.
Yes.
And there's a lot of work, obviously, that goes into that. You know, there's 6 months planning to actually bring this event to life. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of passion that goes into that. A lot of passion and energy as well.
A lot of passion, energy, and a lot of pressure coming up to... You know, yeah. One big weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's kind of at the end of October, and then all of a sudden it's November.
Yep.
And you know how quickly the months go and the countdown to Christmas goes. So.
Absolutely. So before too much time gets away from us, we better introduce today's guest. Today we're going to be talking to Alistair Flower.
Alistair's a publican and a small business owner, and he has a very long history in the very crazy world of hospitality.
And today we're going to be talking to him about one of our business fundamentals, and that is the fundamental of values.
A conversation that I had with Alistair recently unveiled a couple of instances where Alistair's been able to put core values into place to really kind of guide an outcome in business. It's both when he's been working for another company and then he's taken the lessons that he learnt from that and applied them to his own business. I found it a really, really interesting way to have approached a couple of situations that I believe it sounds like he you know, they were able to solve by using their values to guide them. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I think he's got some great insight to be able to share with us. I guess we will soon find out.
And even better, we're getting him in the studio for today's interview, so let's get started. Welcome to Miss Bossy Boots, Alistair Flower. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
We thought you were going to bring beverages, being a publican and all.
I would have felt more comfortable if I did. I should have thought about that one.
I guess you're a little bit more used to talking across a bar than behind a microphone.
Yeah, normally the talking I do is holding court in the front bar of the pub versus where are we, in a studio here? It's a bit different.
A little bit. So, Jane, I'll let you take it away.
Alistair, first of all, just to give people a little bit of context around who you are and how you've got to where you are today, can you give us a quick summary of your background?
Okay, ever since I left school, I've been in the pub game. So 23 years in the pub industry, from just being a glassy at the Paragon and Circular Quay, working through up into a pub in Coogee. So I managed my first pub at 20, and back then we're talking the pubs were, you know, roll the keg in, tap the keg. There was no internet, there was no social media. It was actually a proper traditional pub context of what pubs were. And over that time, there's certainly real evolution and real change. And I went from that hotel into a more corporate pub environment. So I was working for a public listed company that had multiple pubs, and just been working my way around pub groups until only recently when I bought the Settlers Inn up here in Port Macquarie. So this is the first business that I've owned.
The fundamental that we decided to talk to you about today was values. You're someone who has really strong personal values, and then obviously you're instilling the business values into the Settlers, and obviously you've done that with pubs that you've worked at previously. Can you start off by giving us a little bit of background as to your personal values and how, you know, values have come into existence to be part and parcel of your daily life?
I really, when I started working over multiple sites, and certainly time management was a challenge, and working in, with people that had all over the country, the pub group we had at the time, I really needed to work on my own behaviours to make sure that I could be as effective as possible. So I've ultimately, in for the last, probably since about 2007, have always just written down some core values that I'd like to, hopefully live by, achieve, be known for. And they often change, depending on, the circumstance. Mm-hmm. And when I say change, I'm not saying change day to day. It might be year to year.
Yeah.
I'd evaluate those core behaviours, weekly. And I'd have key people like my wife or senior members of the staff actually help me through that. But currently, being the owner-operator of Settlers Inn, my current core values that were appropriate for me in this new environment was to have tenacity, so a real focus and drive on success, mm-hmm. passion to make sure I'm being portrayed as can do, half glass full, and showcase that I'm loving my brand, and people who know me up here in Port Macquarie know that I'm a walking billboard, and inspiring, to get the best out of people, making sure I've got core behaviours that, people can sort of work and develop off as well. So they're the three that I have, but in the last little while, I've actually added a fourth, and I don't normally do that. I always go with three, but I've actually added one just recently, which is empathy. It's not that I'm not empathetic, but I think the importance when you're an owner-operator, and in particularly maybe a demanding, in a demanding business, you need to always be very conscious and talking through with key people to make sure that you have real empathy and be able to change behaviours and change the structure of how you manage people for everyone's different circumstance.
Love it. So, Alistair, can you tell us, when was it in your career that values became relevant to you and the organisation that you were working with? I mean, obviously, you've just spoken about your personal values there, but when did it become apparent in your career that values were actually important to your business?
Well, when I started working for a publicly listed company, and we oversaw, when I moved into that company there, we went from 7 pubs to 45 pubs in 3 months. 3 months. That's right. Jeez. So, we obviously learnt a lot, and we had to, change the way we would manage our business to do it over so many multiples. And in particular, because we're publicly listed as well, you want to make sure that you've got, compliance. And so we put a lot of systems and procedures in around tasks. And, that was great. We did get the compliance that we needed, but we still thought we were sort of missing something. And it was a cultural sense that we needed to really pick up on.
Yeah.
People were doing tasks, but, were they doing it effectively or efficiently, mm-hmm. and working through that? So we certainly bought in from that moment some core values. And really, when we were engaging the different hotels, a lot of our initial conversations were about the behaviours that led onto the tasks. And that was sort of the real first time that I got heavily involved in making sure and saw the real value in that when I was overseeing so many hotels.
Yeah, I can imagine that when it comes to a pub, if you don't have really strong values, if the people around you that are part of your team don't have it, then it doesn't transfer then through to your customers, and things can get a bit crazy.
Well, that's right. And you see this from the smallest hotel or maybe just leading two or three people all the way up to, we had 1,000 staff. People's behaviours are always sort of stemmed down from the top. And if we're leading those core cultural behaviours and core values, it was instilling into them as well. And we were really concentrating at that time on transparency, empowerment, and just effectiveness through that, that we're always making sure we're engaging. And they were able to instill that within their teams as well.
I love that. I've never thought of transparency as a value, but that's really, yeah. With so many people and so much going on, I can see how that'd be really awesome. Cool. So can you outline for us some of those core values that came into play when it was when that expansion did happen, and if any of those have transferred over to where you are now at the Settlers, and then how you communicate those throughout your team and throughout your venues?
Well, we had a moment there when we went from being publicly listed to, you know, being bought by private equity, and mm-hmm. suddenly we were going again from 45 pubs. But we suddenly had the cutthroat hedge fund people involved in the business. And there was certainly it was uncertainty within. You know, we didn't know if our jobs were safe. Yeah. They were buying businesses, selling businesses, and even the management weren't aware of where they were going. But, you know, and this we knew this was going to this structural change was going to happen for about 18 months. So we needed to change the values that we had at the time.
Yeah.
To make sure that you know, that we kept a culture that you know, kept people inspired, kept yep. people developing when there was some uncertainty, you know, and we were able to certainly do that. A lot of the behaviours that we actually had back then was around communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly made sure that that we were engaging them differently. You know, actually probably showed a bit of empathy there as well, considering of the uncertainty around us.
Yeah.
So communication and professionalism, you know, were certainly behaviours that we maintained throughout. And you know, in those 18 months, we lost one person out of, you know, 40 pubs. So I think it was about 40 at the time. So,
yeah.
You know, it was something that was, you know, really great to see. And something that it came from the leadership team in Sydney, but it also it was empowering throughout the venues, and they were able to keep and maintain with their hotels and their staff as well.
So how did you actually communicate those values? I mean, you had 1,000 staff and 40 pubs. How did you make sure that all of those staff knew what those values were and knew how they had to respond as a result of those?
Well, ultimately, initially we with the group values, we brought all the hotel managers, the licensees, into head office to go through them and make sure that with the leader of those businesses that we're able to, again, create what the values would be. And you know, we would do one as an organisation because we would have our own organisational challenges and opportunities.
Yep.
But then we'd also allow them and encourage them to do it locally as well. So
right.
instilling what we have as in an overall macro business into what they have locally, mm-hmm. and which might vary pub to pub. Mm. So they would always have their own that they were able to transpire as well.
Yeah.
So.
And is that something that was just spoken about at staff meetings, or did you have it written up on the wall? Or?
Absolutely. And you know, and leading into what we've done there at Settlers, you know, we have that, you know, we have that on the wall. You know, we lead our management meetings talking about behaviours.
Yeah.
You know, we deliberately give each other feedback in regards to what our core values are. And,
oh,
and if
that's
we are
great.
Are actually leading, we actually are, if someone's doing it very well. And also if someone's potentially not, you know, living up to what our core value was
yeah.
or is.
I hadn't thought about that before, but that's quite valuable when it comes to feedback for staff. I can imagine being able to say, okay, well, this behaviour that you did or this thing that went wrong or went really well, can you see how it does or does not align with our company values?
Yeah, that's right. And we used to bring that into our development plans. We used to work through a review with somebody through what their core behaviours were,
yeah,
core values were. So, you know, we were bringing that into absolutely everyday life, what those behaviours were. And again, it's not one of those ones where you say, hey, everything's important. All these different behaviours are important. And you can get caught in that. You know, you look at a text and say, oh, look, everyone says integrity. So obviously integrity needs to be the number
yeah.
one thing. But that doesn't seem as genuine. You've got to go through and work through the real issues that you've got, the opportunities that you actually have, and work through the different type of behaviours that really you want to actually, you know, change your brand on.
Yeah. And so those values, have you just chosen three? Like you've got three personal, we've got four now, but personal
yeah,
values.
Right.
Is at your current, at the Settlers, do you
yeah.
have three
well,
or four?
The Settlers ones are probably the best example. And that's obviously my only current one at the moment with the only hotel that I'm involved with. But Settlers Inn, when I took over, was in receivership. It was probably in a bit of a poor state. You know,
yep.
the staff weren't engaged. That you know, there was you know, so they were droping around. You know, they weren't sort of inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the first thing we did was actually sat down and had a staff meeting slash workshop on trying to understand all the issues that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
Look for opportunities. And I would obviously also overline that with my goals for what the hotel is to become and achieve.
Yep.
But really just make sure there's a real empowerment and amongst all the staff, something that they can all believe in because they all came up with it at the same time.
Yeah. So that's great, taking ownership of
it. Yeah, they take ownership of it. It's not like saying, hey, guys, this is what it is. We're all doing this together. Yeah. We're all part of this together. We all come up with it together. So that there is. So when you're actually wanting to make sure that people, you know, in that team environment, if someone's not actually, you know, delivering, you know, a value, what's good about it is they actually feel a little bit guilty because if they're not, they're letting people down because we all did this as a unified team together.
Yeah.
So at Settlers Inn, we've got three again, and ours are, and I'll go through them because I'm quite proud and because, you know, something that we work very closely with and something that I think that we're achieving is we care, we're dynamic, and we have pride. So breaking that down and you know, what does care mean? You know, and I've broken those down into pillars as well. So we care for one another. So we turn up on time. We work hard together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me before that people just didn't care. They just rock up whenever they'd want, you know, and let people down. So that's fine. We'll just go and make it as simple as we turn up on time and we work hard together. We think of how our actions affect the team.
Yep.
You know, and back in our sense, the pub might be left dirty, so the next person the next day has to clean up the messes from people around. So hopefully they're going to be conscious of that, and actually if they do care, they will be cleaning it up.
Yeah.
So we effectively communicate to each other, and we have each other's backs.
Great.
You know, and that's politics type thing that they might have had previously, and making sure that. So that was we care. We are dynamic, and this is something that's been great. And again, in receivership, we obviously are a little bit behind, but. We see something, we do something. You know, we see an issue, we fix it on the spot. We don't leave it to somebody else. The one that I like that someone came up with is we're pioneers, we're not historians. So we try and think ahead. We don't try and we be
That's
innovators.
Great. Mm. Yeah.
You know, and whereas before is they're doing that, so maybe we should. Well, we want to have a whole culture of let's be the leaders in the industry of something.
Yeah.
And continuously looking at ways to better ourselves, asking the questions. And the last one is we have pride. You know, and the bigger one we have in our office is we love Settlers. You know, it's not just a job. You know, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you know, you're actively getting hotel activities and we do everything to the best of our ability. So we do it and we do it well. So that's what we do there, and it's something that I'm always talking to them in staff meetings. And again, if a staff member sees another staff member maybe not doing something on that list, well, it's not about coming to me and dob on that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because of the team culture that we're creating down there, they actually feel comfortable to be able to say something themselves.
Yeah.
Because it's a team environment.
Yeah. And how refreshing is that as a manager?
Well, that's right.
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alistair, I must say, in terms of actually how your values then manifest so that they are transparent to others externally to the organisation, one thing I've just realised is that the pride, we have pride. For me as an external person, I can see that so clearly. You know, I see you, every time I see you, you've got the Settlers uniform on. It's the hat, it's the blazer, it's the shirt, but you're wearing it proudly. Your staff, when you see them around, they are wearing their uniform with pride. And, you know, as you said before, you're a walking billboard for the pub. But you do so with pride and confidence, and that instills a pride and a confidence in other people.
Yeah.
So it carries other people along with you.
And as we talked about before, the beauty about that, it's not just me. As you said, it's the other staff as well. You know, I put something on Facebook and I've got 25 shares because everyone wants to also let people know about the things that are going on, and you know, and so that's the real and it does stem from the top down, so it's obviously important to lead that.
Yes.
But it's something that it's now sort of ingrained and distilled because we talk about it all the time.
Yes.
And if we say that, and if it's just about clocking on, clocking off, you know, there's other jobs for you.
That's right. Yeah. No, that makes complete sense. So, look, Alistair, if there are other organisations that have been inspired by this conversation and want to instill values into their own business, even if they just want to think about, you know, what values they have themselves, What advice would you give to people who are looking to kind of go on this journey and start incorporating values into their life or into their business?
Well, I think the thing about our core values is it's very, very genuine. And as I mentioned before, it's not just about reading something on the internet and going, oh, I'll tick that one, and that one sounds pretty good as well. You know, everything we've got there is very, very genuine, something that's very close to all our hearts. It's very close to all our hearts that this is the way that we're going to improve ourselves and improve the business. So you have to be very genuine. And the other one, and probably the most important one, is every single person in the organisation has to be involved.
Mm.
You know, and too many times you actually see, you know, the CEO or an owner or even the CFO or someone who might not be into the day-to-day aren't involved or engaged in these conversations. And, you know, you can't have 8 out of 10 employees involved into these core values if you're not all part of it, because it's just not going to work. It really has to be a team effort. But I also think that because the workshop part of it's very important, it can be fun. It can be very important to hear what everyone else has to say, and sometimes that's not easy if you're not natural. So use facilitators. They're not there to actually make it up themselves. They just want to steer you in the right direction, so
good
that
idea.
You can actually come up with really powerful things. You know, I think that's an important one. Mm. Don't think you have to do it yourself. You know, use someone who can actually, you know, be able to guide it.
Alistair, I think I've taken so much away from that, and I'm really inspired now to really kind of hone down my values within my business. Our final question for today is, would you consider yourself a bossy boots?
Well, it's very hard to talk about being a bossy boots when you're just talking about these great behaviours that I've also got. I've got 3 bossy boots at home, all under 5 at the moment. But no, look, I certainly do have, I like things a certain way, and I'm quite particular. So I certainly ask and delegate quite well, and people think I'm a bit pedantic on a few things. But no, I'm not going to say my bossy boots. No.
And that's interesting. And now what we would like you to go away and do is instead of actually calling your daughters bossy boots in the future, to say that they instead have fabulous leadership skills.
Well, let's hope. I'll be leading that, absolutely. No, I think they do.
Alistair Flower, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
An awesome opportunity for us to talk to Alistair, and so many little gems and pearls of wisdom that we can take away. I really enjoyed the way he spoke with passion about the values that he had for the business, and the fact that he used we in describing them. So not only did the team put them together, but then in each of the values having that we care and we are dynamic and we have pride, it just... I can imagine that in the workplace it seems so much more inclusive.
Exactly. That was exactly the word I was going to use. It's a team-oriented approach.
Yeah.
It's not like a you must feel this value and abide by this value.
that I have set.
Yeah. We agreed on this, and we now are dynamic, and we care.
Yeah. And it would be so much – I'm just thinking from the perspective of management, it would be so much easier to have the tough conversations that you sometimes have to have with staff if you were able to easily fall back on, well, no, you know, we put this together and you're not, I can't see the pride that you're supposed to have, that we're supposed to have. It would be a lot easier to be able to pick apart people's performance and behaviour in conjunction with those values rather than just having to have the tough conversation of, well, you were late.
yes, precisely. What I liked, Stace, was that he limited it to 3. So he doesn't try and overwhelm, you know, clearly values are a really important part for him to lead that business.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't try and overwhelm people with a long list of 20 values, as I think we can easily do.
Yeah.
He just simplified it. These are the 3. And I'm sure when you kind of do start brainstorming values, you do come up with a list of 20 maybe. But then I'm sure they can also then be segmented. And it sounded like that's what had happened, that they could all be kind of put under a certain heading or there's a certain theme to it.
Yeah.
So I like how they've kind of really boiled it down to those key 3, because you don't even need to write those down. You can remember 3.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So So it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. So if you enjoyed it too, we would love to hear from you. Leave us a rating or review on iTunes. This helps us share the podcast with as many people as possible. And of course, you can find us on Facebook.
At facebook.com/MissBossyBoots. We'd love to hear from you.
Always good to chat to you, Jane. We're coming up with some more interviews and, of course, talking about the business fundamentals ourselves. Hopefully your week is not too busy and best of luck with the festival.
Thanks, Stacey.